This is a News 1130 special report.
Got road rage again. I can't be late for work again.
It's busier than ever on our roads with the back-to-school crunch in full effect today. All this week on the Midday Show, we're looking at the anatomy of all those traffic nightmares in our special series.
Damn, this traffic jam.
Today we are joined by Randy Wastrom with the Coastal Training Consultants in Coquitlam. He not only teaches professional driving courses, but I understand you also cover off road rage as well, Randy.
Yes, that's right.
How bad is that in the Lower Mainland?
It's actually getting worse, and with all the construction we've had this summer, and from the spring right through the summer, of course, people are showing less and less tolerance for it. And they're doing things that would typically are not rational things. And as a result, that kind of sometimes it's expressed as road rage. But I'd like to just take a second and just define what road rage is, or what rage is by dictionary definition. It says it's a violent or explosive anger, a passion and intensity. This kind of anger is beyond all reason at the time. And that's kind of where people will react all of a sudden to something well beyond what common sense would be, right? And we're seeing that in the having to do a lot with construction for sure.
Yeah, people just aren't themselves when they get into that kind of anger. We've seen people using weapons, using their car as a weapon, stalking people with their cars. So how can people just calm down and you know, how can they manage this kind of boiling rage?
Well, first of all, you know, there's three kind of different types of rage and how they develop. One is developed on the road with holds up, construction, bad drivers, that sort of thing. That's one that we deal with that is kind of a very sporadic thing, and it happens instantaneous with some drivers. Then there's the other kind of rage that's due to a pre-existing emotional condition, and that could be they're mad or upset before driving even starts. They've taken something on the road with them. And then the third one is the one that we deal with a lot, and it's rage developed from a sense of empowerment. In other words, it's like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde syndrome. For some reason, the driver becomes a different person once they get behind the wheel. And so what we kind of deal with is, how do you look at all three of those? One of the things we look at is all road rage comes from one thing that we kind of see, and it's the thing that we try to develop more and more with drivers, and it all has to do with time. A lot of times, road rage is developed by the fact you're trying to make up time going someplace. You're trying to, try to make up because maybe you were late leaving home or whatever. And what happens is somebody will get in your way. So instead of taking the, just reacting appropriately for the situation, they try to make up time, or they get enraged by somebody that perhaps is, they think is in their way. Maybe they're driving too slow in the left lane and that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, they're going to start to do things that are totally outside the kind of common sense value of driving.
What should you do if you're the one being attacked, whether it's verbally or physically, by someone who has this road rage?
Number one is get out of their way. That's for sure. They want to get by, and that's all they want. They want to get by, but don't engage. That's the worst thing you do, is get engaged someone. They're looking for a fight, and if you don't give them one, you really deflate them. And a lot of times, if what you'll see is a really bullying type of road rage too, where you get maybe a man chasing a woman with a car who figures she's in his way, so he'll maybe chase her down or something like that. In a case like that, just go to a place where there's a lot of people. You know what I mean? Just try to drive someplace like a mall or something. Mm-hmm. And I've actually seen people be chased like that. I've actually called the police on somebody that's done that to somebody else.
Wow, it's amazing how worked up people get on the roads.
Well, it is, and it's really scary. We teach one program that we've got is it's called Professional Driver Realignment. And one of the things we try to really enforce to professional drivers, and that's true of all drivers, is don't lose your dignity over driving. And you got to remember that you're mad at another car, but inside that car there's a person or people. And if you came face-to-face with those people, would you react the same way? And that's what I find is really hard. Like when you go into a shopping, like Safeway or someplace like that, and somebody's too slow in front of you with a shopping cart, you don't start to harass them. And because you're face-to-face with the person, yet in a car, people, or a vehicle, people don't react the same way. All they see is a car in front of them. They don't think about the human being that's in there. And I was a driver's examiner. One of the things that happens a lot is the people that you deal with might be in your way for a number of reasons. Maybe they're a brand new driver, they're inexperienced, they could be a senior driver that's lacking confidence. There's so many things. And you can be mad, and all of a sudden you get beside the person and realize you know, you might have been really angry with this person and realize it's a 16-year-old driving or maybe a 96-year-old driving. And when I was a driver's examiner, I used to see that all the time as people showing road rage until they got up beside you and realized that they were dealing with a brand-new driver. So before, you know, before people get to that point, we used to, and it's kind of funny because I refereed hockey for a number of years, and I kind of used the same philosophy that I was taught by a lot of our instructors. Sometimes a coach would be mad when you made a comment, or you made a call, rather, out on the ice. And they called you over. They wanted to talk to you right now. And the guy says, use your 10-second rule. And I said, what's that? He says, count to 10 before you go over there. Because within 10 seconds, most people will regain their composure and will typically probably not say what they would have originally said if you got there. And it's kind of like that with driving. If somebody does something to you, give yourself time. And it might be a 10-second timeout. Count to 10 slowly, mm-hmm. or, you know, the 1001 rule. Count to 10 before you do anything and see if you'd still do the same thing.
Thanks a lot, Randy Wostrom, our road rage expert on the Midday series.